Today's program has been brought to you by Kane Vineyard and Winery, a Napa Valley winery committed to respecting the soil and dedicated to the creation of three Cabernet blends. For more information, visit Kane5.com.
You're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.org, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit our website for thousands more.
GMO and non-GMO labeling on food products? Tell me more.
Food labeling is one of the most controversial issues in the food industry today. It seems like every day another certification appears, whether it be organic, free-range, grass-fed, gluten-free, or vegan. Labels are meant to affect consumers' choices. Some of these labels must be legally certified, while others are just terms with very little meaning attached to them. It can be difficult to discern their importance against our own value systems. Non-GMO is one of the newer labeling trends we have seen crop up. We know that foods are never labeled GMO in the United States. So what does it mean when products say non-GMO? Why do so many other countries, such as New Zealand, Australia, Japan, Germany, France, and Switzerland, have partial or full bans on the selling or cultivation of GMO crops and foods? Earlier this year, mega company Whole Foods Market announced their commitment to full GMO transparency by the year 2018, making them the first large corporation to do so. The expectation being that any company who wants to sell its products in any of the Whole Foods stores in the US or Canada must include labels to indicate whether or not their product contains GMOs. We spoke with Libba Ledin, spokesperson at Whole Foods Market, about their decision to become full GMO transparent in the next 5 years.
Really, we heard our customers loud and clear asking us for GMO labeling. So we decided to respond in the only place where we have control over that, and that's in our own stores. So we are the first national grocery chain to set a deadline for full GMO transparency. And that is that by 2018, we're going to require all of our suppliers to label products that contain GMOs. And we're going to support them as they go through this transition. Everything from helping them source non-GMO ingredients or, you know, working with them with the non-GMO project to get verification for their products. Fortunately, a lot of our suppliers are already well on their way to getting non-GMO products, and a good number of them are already there. So while 5 years is the deadline, we know there's going to be a lot of progress along the way.
The Non-GMO Project is the only organization that can verify a product as being non-GMO. The project was started in 2005, with the goal being to create a standardized meaning for GMO as it applies to food in North America. Executive Director of the Non-GMO Project, Megan Westlake, talks to us about what it means for products to become non-GMO certified.
The Non-GMO Project standard has three core components, and they are testing, traceability, and segregation. So we require that every high GMO risk ingredient that's used in a verified product has to be tested before it can go into the product. So that's ongoing testing that happens every time. And then we also have traceability and segregation requirements to make sure that once an ingredient has been tested, that it is traced through the supply chain and we know that that is, in fact, the ingredient that goes into the product. And also from a segregation side, making sure that there are appropriate practices for equipment clean out and transportation and things like that to make sure that contamination from untested materials doesn't happen.
We spoke with two different food companies who have already gone through the non-GMO labeling certification process. Peeled Snacks is 100% non-GMO, while Root 11 potato chips have non-GMO labeling on their lightly salted and their sweet potato chips. We spoke to Laura Enoch and Amelia Adler at Peeled Snacks about what the process was like for them to get their products certified.
We reached out to the Non-GMO Project and basically said we have this many products that we're interested in having verified. These are the ingredients that we think are in them. And then they'll look at that and give you back a estimate of what verification process will cost. There's a website, and what they do is you upload all of your product information. So I will, you know, each of the ingredients that I had, each of the places that the ingredients came from, and what the Non-GMO Project does is then audit that information to make sure that they can trace all of those things back, that they have the proper certifications, and that everywhere along the chain that those products haven't come in contact with any contaminants, So it's really a lengthy process, and I had to get documentation from each of my suppliers that if they were producing organic cinnamon, that there was absolutely no other thing in there but organic cinnamon, and that what they were selling to me was completely 100% organic cinnamon. So it's a very rigorous project. It wasn't enough just to send the organic certificate for my apple that we have. You know, I also had to get a certificate that said, you know, we only sell 100% apple. We're positive that it's only apple. And even though it's organic certified, they had to do additional work just to make sure that our snack is just exactly what it is, which in this case was dried apple.
Sarah Cohen, founder of Route 11 Potato Chips, spoke with us about their decision to get two of their potato chip varieties labeled as non-GMO.
We decided that the non-GMO verification was something that, out of all the different certifications you can get as a food product, whether it be kosher or organic or gluten-free, to us, the non-GMO verification actually was the most meaningful. So we submitted all of our chips, and our chips that have the fewest ingredients, which are our lightly salted and the sweet potato, were actually relatively easy to get certified. The challenge is with the seasonings. You know, in ingredient seasonings, there are lots of corn and soy-derived ingredients. So, like, citric acid, which gives the chips a sour flavor, maltodextrin, which is like a filler, dextrose, they're all corn-derived. So, yeah, so we have our work cut out for us as far as our flavors go. There have been a lot of consumers that have been calling and asking us about the non-GMO verification. So it's getting out there in the wider consciousness. And I think as a small food producer, we're also interested in trying to hold the ground against some of these larger companies like Monsanto. Mm-hmm. And so it's our own political act. It's something that we can actually do with our product that might mean something in the larger picture.
As the non-GMO labeling movement continues to progress, heritageradionetwork.org will continue to monitor the changes that occur, especially now that Whole Foods has set a precedent for their suppliers to become labeled as either GMO or non-GMO. Most interesting will be to track whether Whole Foods' decision will influence other corporations to follow in their footsteps. It is evident that more and more consumers are calling for transparency in their food, and the controversy over GMOs will continue to become more of a forefront issue. I'm Sarah Kamen for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
This piece was produced by Aaron Fairbanks, Jack Inslee, and Sarah Kamen. With music provided courtesy of Techstar. The song used is called Pianissimo Short. Thanks for listening to this program, and be sure to connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, iTunes, Stitcher, Instagram, and more for additional content. HeritageRadioNetwork.org is a 501c3 organization. To become a member, visit our website today.